Washington. This is VOA News. Iraqi aid helicopter crashes, pilot killed. A World Health Organization endorsement for experimental Ebola drugs. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. An Iraqi helicopter carrying desperately needed aid to stranded Yazidi refugees fleeing Islamic extremists in northern Iraq crashed, killing the pilot and injuring others on board. The chopper had just delivered emergency aid packages and picked up some refugees when it went down. The cause of the crash is unknown. The international community is rushing to deliver aid to the thousands of ethnic minority Yazidi stranded without enough food and water on Mount Sinjar in northwest Iraq. With the help of Kurdish forces in the region, more than 20,000 of the refugees have managed to escape the mountain in the past few days. At the same time, the United States is pounding the Islamic State, militants belonging to the Islamic State, with bombs to keep them away from the refugees and prevent them from advancing any further across Iraq. The skies over Gaza required for a second day Tuesday in the midst of a 72-hour ceasefire, but Israeli negotiators reported no progress in their talks with the Palestinians on a permanent end to fighting. The negotiators talked for a second day in Cairo, focusing on Israel's blockade of Gaza, where the Hamas militants want a seaport open to promote economic development. Israel says the issue should only be dealt with as part of longer-term peace talks, fearing that ending the blockade now would allow Hamas to restock weaponry from abroad that could be used against Israel if fighting resumes. A month of conflict in Gaza has left more than 2,000 people dead. Ukrainian officials say they will not allow Russian trucks to cross the border after Moscow said it was sending a convoy to deliver aid to besieged residents in conflict-torn eastern Ukraine. VOA's Gabe Joslow reports.
Russia said Tuesday it is sending 280 truckloads of relief supplies to residents of eastern Ukraine caught in the conflict between Ukrainian armed forces and pro-Russian separatists. In Kyiv, Ukrainian presidential adviser Valery Chali said the aid convoy has not been certified and that Ukraine will be forced to respond if Russia tries to include any military component in the aid mission.
If it will be a convoy of military, some military operation, something else, it's definitely it would be considerate and it will be named only an act of aggression.
He said the Ukrainian government has agreed that the Red Cross will be responsible for accepting and distributing Russian aid without military convoys. Gabe Joslow, VOA News, Kyiv.
The United States will give South Sudan about $180 million in emergency food aid to help avert famine. National Security Advisor Susan Rice announced the funding Tuesday, saying that South Sudan is facing the worst food security situation in the world. Fighting between supporters of President Salva Kiir and his former deputy Riek Machar has uprooted about 1.5 million South Sudanese from their homes since the middle of December. The World Health Organization is giving the go-ahead for the use of unproven drugs to fight the deadly Ebola outbreak in Guinea, Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Nigeria. Lisa Schlein has details.
Officials from the UN Health Agency acknowledge what has worked in the past is not working now. Therefore, WHO Assistant Director General Marie-Paul Kini says the panel of experts unanimously agreed that it is ethical to offer unproven medicines as potential treatments.
The magnitude and the spread of the outbreak makes it that we don't have enough people to use and to rely only, if I may say, on what has traditionally worked, if we want to stop the outbreak as quickly as possible.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
South Africa's Environment Ministry announced plans to relocate up to 500 rhinos from Kruger National Park. It's a bid to curb poaching. The decision marks the first mass removal of rhinos from the park since 1997. Law enforcement authorities say American actor comedian Robin Williams committed suicide by hanging himself at his California home. An official with the local sheriff's office revealed details of the entertainer's death Tuesday, saying he's found dead Monday by his personal assistant. Williams was reportedly last seen alive at home Sunday night. A statement from his publicist says Robin Williams had been battling depression. Williams' longtime struggle with drugs and alcohol was well known. Last month, he admitted himself into a rehabilitation facility to help maintain his sobriety. Williams is 63. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.